Mullen Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticket Stock 2023. And we're just 10 minutes away from a huge moment as Mike Bone will join us here on stage. Lil Mike and Funny Bone.
Yes.
From Reservation Dogs and also from America's Got Talent. That's when I first saw them about 11 years ago when they splashed on the national scene. I'm serious. I've never been looking forward to guests at Ticket Stock more than this.
Really?
Yeah. I think my son is on his way.
Same.
And he can't wait to be here. There's Bob. He can't wait to be here just because, we saw him on America's Got Talent. Thought it was hilarious. At the same time, I thought they were mesmerizing. Yeah, I thought they were really good. And, can't wait for that. It's 10 minutes away.
I heard Corby and Bob talking about Reservation Dogs, and that's why I started watching. And the first characters that I bonded with were those two guys.
Yeah.
They I look forward to every episode when they're going to be on.
Every scene that they're in, they completely steal it.
Yeah.
They're absolutely hilarious.
Coming in on their bikes.
Yeah, on their bikes. I wonder how they responded to that, too, with like the directors. Like, okay, we're going to put you guys on kids' bikes.
Right.
And they're like, we're 40.
Fine. Look like you're in big wheels.
My favorite subtle scene in any Reservation Dogs episode is it was the episode where, what's her name's grandmother died. Laura's grandmother died. It was a very somber episode, and the whole community was going over to their house to say prayers, and you know she was in her final hours. Well, they took a scene setter shot, an external shot of that house, and you see the house, and you see a driveway, and all you see in the driveway are the two parked bikes.
You knew they were there.
Yeah. It was so great and
established
understated.
That they were there.
That's a great show.
You guys ever have you ever watched America's Got Talent at any back when Stern was on it or anything?
I don't think I ever watched it.
No.
They got me to keep watching it. It's like, man, if we're going to have acts like this, I'm going to watch the show every week, and then eventually it gets
Because Scotty was what? 10,
like
11, 12?
12 at the time.
Yeah. That's a good age for stuff like that. And
yeah.
I think, but is it still on? It's
yeah.
still a thing?
I think it's still going, isn't it?
Golly.
Yeah.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going.
I think AGT. Howie's still on it. And, AGT. And
Simon,
Howie's still
right?
on it.
Isn't Simon Cowell on there?
And Simon, I guess.
Is that Simon's show, too?
I think so.
Yeah, because they started it in England first.
Yep.
Okay.
They started America's Got Talent in England?
Well, Britain's
it
Got
was,
Talent.
Okay. Yeah, they called it something else back then. Yeah.
Right. Guam has talent, I think is where it started.
But, yeah, and Stern did it for two
Guam.
Seasons or something like that. And he made it entertaining, too, his
but
interaction.
It was weird seeing Stern being nice all the time.
He wasn't nice to these guys.
No.
The second time they came on, he kind of,
He was very Jeez. Upset with
he
them.
He went at them. But the first time, it was great. I still think that was just, and we're going to hear some of that when we have Lil Mike and Funny Bone on, their interaction with Howard Stern. All right, here we are, you guys now.
Yeah.
He, you get girls, so, all right.
He wasn't real politically correct with them. Let's
no,
put it that way.
No, he wasn't. I don't think you could, even Stern, I don't think you'd say that on network television now.
No.
When he referred to how much money they make.
No, you can't at all.
What type of money?
But yeah, how was the Moose? I didn't get to hear much of the Moose.
He's so good.
Oh.
You know, that guy's transitioned into such a, what a great life he leads and consumed with football, but having fun with it and. You know, not taking it too seriously. He's in a good spot.
Have y'all ever asked him if he's had an interest in joining the NFL executive offices?
He's intimated that.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, all
it's
these
be a launch.
All these yeah. executive inroads. You know, he's done TV a long time, and maybe, you know, it's a changing TV world, isn't it?
Yeah.
And while, you know, sometimes that works out great for Tom Brady... It's probably frustrating if you've been, you know, hanging there. I don't know. I assume so. And I know his teammate was sniffing around at times, you know, wondering, do I want to keep doing TV or do I want to do something else?
Just a different challenge. And I think that's what he's doing. It's just like something new.
I think it'd be great.
Did you ask how he's going to take each one of us out if we tried to?
We did not do that.
Oh, okay.
Could he?
Even, yes, now.
I like our odds better than against Micah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll whip his ass.
There you go.
How about 1994 Moose?
Oh, my God.
It'd be kind of the same thing.
What's he going to do, block me?
That guy was...
He's going to start with you.
Yeah.
Certainly Moose could do whatever it is that Roger Goodell does.
I agree.
Hug.
Yeah. But that was the...
Print money.
Have we've never had a former player be commissioner, though.
No.
That would almost
That's
be
weird.
A leap, too. Well, I don't think the owners want it that way. Because
right,
maybe
the
would show
of power.
Too
right,
much
yeah.
favor to
no question.
The players. But someone like Moose, I thought, if he ever does join the NFL executive offices, wouldn't he be a great commissioner?
How
but
about
I don't think the owners would see it that way.
How about general manager of the Cowboys?
yeah, we'd all take that.
Boy, Norm just did. Do you like America?
Just working.
Yeah.
What's up, Plano? I still want Will McClay to get that job.
Me too. He has it.
He does, but not by title.
He has it. He's paid like it, I'll bet.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet he is too.
Because he's been offered others, hasn't he? And stayed
yeah.
here.
Yeah. And he has a good title, sure. But why not just give him the title of GM?
You know why.
Did you wear the XFL hat to shade him?
Who, Moose?
Yeah.
What's his involvement?
Well, he's USFL.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes?
I'm sorry.
He wore that for Stoops, just in support of Stoops.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And The Rock.
And The Rock.
I'm here supporting Arlington today.
Didn't you wear that
coach.
At the media party
I don't know,
for training
Bob.
Camp?
Doing pretty well, Coach. How are you?
Good.
Possibly. Why? Good. Were they mad?
Was no, it's just
a weird bit?
Yeah, I don't think they're threatened, Dan. Yeah.
No, they're not threatened, but it's still, you know, someone with an XFL hat.
Did y'all try to get Corby an NFL hat to wear on the bus? Didn't somebody try that?
Why?
I thought that was part of the joke.
Yeah.
The generic NFL hat.
But what would that? What's the point?
I thought.
Well, what's the point of Rob Lowe wearing one? We all thought it was funny.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
The generic one.
I thought it was a squirrel costume.
Yeah.
Well, it was that, but he wouldn't wear that. Or we were looking at the big hat thing.
Yeah, the
yeah,
big
that's,
hat.
Yeah, with the NFL logo.
Yeah.
That would have been.
Those are awesome.
With the big shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to
Who's
step away.
Us the break?
Just for a second. But up next,
what?
Lil Mike and Funny Bone here at Ticket
Stop. Let's go!